Jesus says in the gospel, "This is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah." The Pharisees and the Jews and the people who were against our Lord were demanding a sign to that they would, perhaps would believe in him. And of course, they were not ready to believe in Jesus and anything he said. They didn't need a sign. He had already shown them all kinds of signs, all kinds of miracles, but much more than that. He had shown them his wise teaching. That's enough, his wise teaching, to follow it, and his holy person that was screaming out holiness, screaming out the presence of God and the hand of God upon Jesus. That's all they needed, and he gave them far more than they even needed to follow the teachings of Jesus. But how can we take this gospel to ourselves? We might think that we need some kind of a sign to serve God better, to strive for holiness. Maybe we think we need to have this different environment, different situation. Maybe if I lived in the time of St. Francis, if I lived in the company of St. Francis, if I lived in the company of some holy person, then I would be much better than I am. Maybe if I had a better husband or wife or a better superior or a better family or a better country, whatever, I think a better situation, then I would be better. Then I could do what God wants me to be. Then I can be a much more holy person. No, we can be holy in our situation, no matter what it is. I need to accept my situation exactly as it is, because this is where God has placed me. This is the will of God. Exactly where I am, and I must grow. I don't need any kind of sign to grow in holiness. And this is important, that we need to grow. We need to strive and continually progress, keep going forward, progressing. We're climbing up this mountain of God, which means we need to keep climbing and not, relaxing, not taking it easy, not being satisfied where I am at, but always keep striving for holiness and not needing anything. Nobody needs to push me to grow. I need to push myself, and, I do my part, but God does the greater part. So we don't, we depend so much on our own power and strength, but the grace of God, the total dependency on God to make us holy, but with our cooperation, with our putting our foot forward, staying on the balls of our feet instead of the heels, and not relaxing and being happy, content where I'm at, but always striving to be more like Jesus, more like Our Lady. Asking, so Our Lady always inspires us to perfection, striving to be perfect as we're striving, live out our consecration to Mary. It means striving for perfection, being more and more perfect as Our Lady was. So let's follow her inspirations and urges towards that greater perfection.
Christus.